KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And hello once again. Welcome to Boomer Tech Radio, where we talk about analog living in a digital world. I am Bob Belongi.
Along with Brenda Belongi.
And what does that mean? It means we grew up with all kinds of gadgets that were strictly analog, and now we've got all these digital things and trying to figure them all out. Well, that's what this show is all about. We follow trends, look at new products, and help you unravel a few things. Do a little alphabet soup sleuthing here. This show this week, again, pre-recorded because we are out here locally in Redding on Shasta Lake, along with the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. And Brenda, in a nutshell, what is the Coast Guard Auxiliary? Because there's a lot of people are confused. What is? Are you part of the Coast Guard? Do you chase people down? Do you carry guns? You know, all that.
Well, we are part of the Coast Guard in the Auxiliary. And basically the Auxiliary is the all-volunteer civilian branch of the U.S. Coast Guard that is primarily concerned with boating safety and public education. In other words, educating the public about how to be a safe boater and things like that. So, no, we do not have law enforcement responsibilities, thank goodness. I don't think I would care for that. At the same time, we usually have lots of good friends in law enforcement. So, while we cannot write tickets and that sort of thing, we can talk to the people who do.
So, anyway, this weekend we are out training with the Auxiliary. And coming up in May, May 19th, which is also Rodeo Weekend and a lot of other things, we will be observing National Safe Boating Week here in the North State, and it's nationally a nationwide observance. And we invite you to come out to Whiskeytown Lake around noontime on May 19th and watch the U.S. Coast Guard bring over one of their helicopters from Humboldt Bay, and you'll get a chance to meet and greet some of these fine folks who help take care of America's waterways and defend our coastline and rescue people who've gotten themselves into difficulty. And we'll be doing simulated rescues on Whiskeytown Lake. It is quite an air show. And if you want to take a look at that and learn a little bit more about safe boating, May 19th, Brandy Creek at Whiskeytown Lake. And if you want to find out a little more about the Coast Guard Auxiliary, maybe get yourself involved with it. If you're a boater, if you've never been a boater, it's a good place to learn. If you're already a boater, it's a great way to get your skills better. And we always enjoy meeting new people to come on board the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
I may be a bit biased here, but I have seldom been involved in a group like this that's essentially a volunteer type group. It's not, you know, it's not work related or whatever. And I've never met a finer bunch of people. Just some amazing and awesome people.
And
it's a lot of fun.
If you would like to find out more about the Coast Guard Auxiliary, I'm going to make it real simple for you because it's the same email address. You can drop questions to Boomer Tech Radio, boomertechradio@yahoo.com. How easy is that?
That's nice.
It's also where you can make comments about this show, make suggestions. We run into people all the time who say, hey, we heard about such and such. And we go, well, when we're live, why don't you call? Well, I couldn't think of a question. So if you do think of a question, you want to have us discuss a topic or something, Boomer Tech Radio, all one word, boomertechradio@yahoo.com is the email address. All right, coming up on this episode, we got quite a mixed bag. I'm going to be talking about CISPA. That's the cybercrime security bill that just passed through the House of Representatives. It's on its way to the Senate. President says he doesn't like it. American Civil Liberties Union likes it a lot less. And a lot of computer users organizations say they're really upset at this bill. It's gotten quite a bad reputation. Also, an update on the DNS virus story that we covered. The FBI's involved in this one. Digital versus film. End of an era. Again, digital and analog. Data plans for smartphones. Nobody seems to be wanting to spend more than $50 each on them. But we've got a whole lot more.
I know. I don't want to spend more than $50 each. In fact, I think we spent about $50 between the two of us.
All this and so very much more coming up on this episode of Boomer Tech Radio. Keep it right where it is. We'll be right back.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we asked her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Reading police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
Oh, welcome back to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda here every week, every Saturday, noon to 1 on KCNR 1460. And we hope to add more radio stations to our list, but right now we're very, very glad to be here. And how about the, before we get into our first story here, how about the weather during the past week? I mean, we've gone from, I think Linda Bott put it great when she said she went from turtleneck to halter top in 1 week.
That's
which
about
is typical
right.
North State.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the summer switch is coming on pretty quick, but it's still going to be interesting to see what we get for Memorial Day, because it always seems like it rains at some point on Memorial Day weekend.
Well, you know, it's been a running joke for years that in the North State, spring comes on a Tuesday.
Yep, pretty much. I know many a time here, within 48 hours, you go from pretty mild spring weather to full-on summer that just stays in the furnace until fall.
Any particular reason for that? Is it because we're on the coast and... Why does it turn over so quickly?
Well, that's a good question. Other than you, when you do get a switch in seasonal pattern, sometimes it is fairly dramatic, and there you go. So a little taste of summer coming up, and I, for one, was not quite ready for that. I have to ease into lizard heat here, being the penguin that I am. But it's coming, and you know it's coming every year, so for me it's just something to be endured. But all you folks who like it hot, well, it'll get warm soon enough.
Well, breaking news, the United States House of Representatives voted to pass the controversial Cyber Internet Sharing and Protection Act, also known as CISPA. Now, this has been all over the Internet for the past couple of weeks. The House vote took place on Thursday night. CISPA passed 241 to 168 through Congress. It is a bipartisan bill. However, President Obama has said he wants to veto the bill, indicating that it is currently written. The legislation would allow very broad sharing of information with governmental entities without establishing requirements for both industry and government to minimize and protect personally identifiable information. In other words, there's no control. I mean, there's a lot of worry about personal information.
Right.
And theoretically, under this bill, just in the name of national security, if you visit some, you know, threatening website or something, this information starts getting put in a file, and there's no control over how maybe you accidentally visited the website. Maybe your computer got infected with a virus and was redirected to a malicious website that says, you know, do this or do that. There's no accountability. It's not unlike some of the very arbitrary things that happen in airports, you know, where you could be subject to just the agent's whim as to whether you get it, you have a bad day or not.
Well, at least there's a human involved there.
Yeah.
Then imagine the trouble that it could cause someone if you got into something accidentally or something that you didn't do is attached to your name. And this would be akin to having your identity stolen, the headaches that you get with that, and then some of the stuff that has happened,
mm-hmm.
Charges on credit cards or accounts or things set up in your name that you didn't actually do but somebody else did because they had your personally identifiable information. PII, they call it, for short.
I told you this show was working on alphabet soup.
Yeah, there you go. You see that a lot in business references. I have to take a security thing every year, and they refer to it as PII. I think that's what the business world does. But anyway, that could be quite disastrous, and you would have a hard time clearing your name on that. And what I want to know, though, is how much of this would be automatic.
Mm-hmm.
From a digital sense, because so could they go to county records, which are public anyway, or some other private type thing, or, you know, that's not public, a database, and pull out things that ends up being in a public database? That's one of the things
that's
I wonder about.
That's one of the big questions, yeah. And the thing is, apparently the bill is written in such broad terms that, here again, this is like that music and film bill from earlier in the year that caused
right.
so much fuss. It is written so broadly
that it could shut down the internet type
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, and that,
yeah.
And so
in this case, though, it just whittles away. My understanding is one of the reasons that industry doesn't like it is because it whittles away at your personally identifiable information.
And, which they want to keep them themselves.
Well, they do. But at the same time, if from a citizenry point of view, that is of a concern. And so let's hope that it dies a death before it ever gets much further.
Well, that's a hope from the ACLU. And you know, I shudder whenever I find myself in agreement with the American Civil Liberties Union as a rule. But in this case, I think they're dead on. This bill, as I understand it, and I'm no legal expert, but as I understand it, this bill does go too far in this Big Brother thing. Being able to track your every move and you being totally unaware of it, and there's no accountability. When will your data be deleted? When will it?
Bad part is the accountability, so that these things could pile up somewhere. And perhaps there's some legitimate purposes for the concept, but this bill is not the way to accomplish that.
Well, here's a follow-up to speaking of cyber threats, and that's what this bill is designed to fight, is cyber threats, but it could be applied in a much broader sense of the term. We talked about the DNS virus, where there was this group of hackers in Estonia, of all places, which I had to actually go to Google Earth and look up.
Find out where it is?
Yeah, figure out where it is. It's one of those things, it's like a punchline to a joke, Estonia. Anyway, this conspiracy had sent out about a virus that infected about 4 million computers, 500,000 of the United States, with a malware that's called DNS Changer. Now, the other name for it is Aluron, Aluron. And what it does, it diverts your computer to a scam website. Now, it was originally delivered as a fake download to update, I think it was your Flash player on PCs and Macs. And what it does is that it alters the domain name system settings on your computer and even the wireless routers. And what that can do is that from your point of view, things are
looking
fine. But your traffic is being routed through these servers in Estonia, and that your data is being mined for useful things like accessing your bank account,
right?
Credit card numbers and things of that nature. Well, the FBI caught on to this. They've shut it down. But the infected computers, once the system is completely shut down, won't be able to access the internet. And without internet connectivity, most computers are, pretty much just very nice doorstops.
Yep.
There's a solution, the www.dns-ok.us. Let me read that off again. www.dns-ok.us. As in David, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, hyphen, O-K dot U-S. You go to that site, and if you see a green background on the image of the page, then the words DNS resolution equals green, you're okay. If you get red or some other verbiage that indicates there's a problem, now you've got to go to work. This is a particularly tough piece of malware to get out of your computer. Worst case scenario, you may end up having to reinstall your operating system. Hopefully you have a backup from previous to downloading this particular piece of malware. You may need to consult if you fail this test. If your computer fails this test, you may need to consult with someone. A regular antivirus cannot get this rid of this piece of malware.
There is some time sensitivity to this. You definitely want to make sure that you
July 9th.
Test your computer before that date, because the website that supports the green or not green report is going to be shut down. And when I first read about this, and I remember remarking on this, is this really true? Is it really there? Well, apparently this is true. We try very hard on this show not to present.
Yeah, this sounds like one of those emails.
Right,
yeah.
One of those chain emails you get that's the latest scare tactics and, you know, ends up being not true. I've had several of those. In fact, most of the ones that I've gotten, oh my God, this world is falling apart. Yeah. You better do this or something dreadful is going to happen. And I don't mean the ones that say, you know, pass this on to three people or you're going to have bad luck or something like that. I mean the ones that say, you know, here's what's going on.
You open this email, your hard drive will burst into flames.
Yeah, that type of thing. And so we try hard to research this out and these sorts of things out and present accurate information. And it does appear that this is either a really well done hoax or
this has been from multiple sources.
Right, yeah, multiple sources, and it does appear to be genuine. So it isn't just one of those, rumors going around, Y2K, your computer's going to die, January 1st, 2000 type of things. It's not like that at all, apparently.
Want to find out more, you can drop us an email at, your computer still works, at boomertechradio@yahoo.com. If your computer has this virus and July 9th comes and goes, you won't be able to type in word addresses anymore. All you'd be able to do is type in the numeric code for a DNS address. And trust me, that's a real pain, typing in those, especially with the IPv6, six sets of three numbers.
Commander Data from Enterprise may be able to do that, yeah. But our brains don't work that way.
Boomer Tech Radio will be back.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son, Cody, is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneville at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
And welcome back. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio right here on KCNR 1460, BoomerTechRadio at yahoo.com. If you want to find out more about the program, ask questions, suggest topics, all kinds of things. You know, I'm a big film buff. I do videography. I think I might have gotten in a different world, may have gone into filmmaking. I dabbled a little bit in high school and you know, we got a famous film person from right here. Well, we have several famous film people from here in Northern California. You know, one of the most successful producers, Kathleen Kennedy.
It's from Red Bluff, isn't she?
She graduated
Shasta High.
Yeah, my alma mater.
That's amazing.
Very cool. And she's been up here a couple of times. So we have a very, you know, the Sundial Film Festival, very successful. We've got a lot of talent up here. But the film business is changing because it's no longer film. More and more being shot in digital format. Now, there's some advantages there because with traditional film-based cinema, you expose the chemical, you know, chemical-coated, well, it's not celluloid anymore. It's a plastic backing anyway, but it's based on photosensitive chemicals. Then you have to develop it and then see what you've got and then decide if you're going to continue on or if you've got a problem or whatever. Digital, of course, you can play it back immediately. Now, a lot of what's going on in Hollywood right now is a hybrid system where along with exposing the film, you're also making a digital recording. But more and more movies are being shot strictly in digital form because once you've got those images in the digital format, you can do a lot of very cool things with them.
Right. Manipulate it, give you special effects, which is expensive. But I'm wondering, just a speculation on my part, how long is it going to be before genuine photosensitive film, traditional film, as you might call it, is more expensive to do than the digital form?
It already is when you look at all the because especially the delivery methods. There's been the cost of shipping analog copies of motion pictures to theaters is becoming astronomical, and more theaters are becoming digital cinemas where the movies are either delivered in on a hard drive or beamed directly to the movie theater. And I've noticed that it's improving, but still, if you go into a digital cinema theater, you can tell.
Right.
You know,
well,
there's an oddness to the picture.
Therein lies, I'm sure, some of the discussion within the industry about the look and feel of all of these various art forms. And that's really what it is a change in the art form. So some people may not like that look. They might like the feel. It's not unlike people listening, growing up with MP3s, and then when they hear the CD or they hear a vinyl record, and they go, wow, that's real different.
Yeah.
And so I imagine that there's room or advocates, definitely advocates for both sides of or the various mediums.
There are still people who will only do 35mm film for still photography, although it's getting harder and harder to do.
Right.
And because Kodak dropped Kodachrome.
And you have to probably do a lot of your own development because fewer and fewer places are willing to develop film
Seattle
for
film
you.
Seattle Filmworks, I think, went under some years ago.
Yeah, and they used to be quite the operation.
Yeah. So anyway, there's now a documentary out called Side by Side in which actual filmmakers, and these are people like Martin Scorsese, Keanu Reeves, of course, the
George
actor.
George Lucas.
Yeah, George Lucas. They actually talk about their vision of the medium as it translates from analog film to digital formats.
And they also provide their perspective as an advocate for their particular favorite form. And there's a broad spectrum of perspectives out there.
But within the reach of the ordinary consumer these days are cameras on par with those being used to shoot Hollywood features. The Red One camera system comes to mind. It is not a cheap system, but
cheaper than a car.
At about $20,000 for the camera. That is within the reach of a high-end consumer.
Yes.
Whereas just a few years ago, the thought of being able to get any kind of near motion picture quality
was well beyond
for a civilian. Yeah, was definitely
just beyond the prosumer consumer.
So it's very empowering.
So there was no indication in the source of our information here about this as to where to find a copy of this documentary, although apparently it's being shown or viewed or somewhere. So we'll have to do a little more research on this because whether you're a fan of film or not, I always enjoy compare and contrast type things where they talk about the technology and the how-tos and the what-fors and the human reaction to it. I find that a very interesting subject. So we'll be looking for that.
The article does make a good point, though, in that no matter what the medium is, and we've seen this with very fancy special effects-laden releases that just went, because
there's no story.
They didn't know how to tell a story. Audiences want to be entertained. They want good stories told to them. And I think if more filmmakers could get that through their silly thick skulls, we'd have better entertainment. And don't keep making the same silly movie over and over
that
again.
That is annoying. Yes, come on. Come up with something fresh and new. What was that movie we watched where everybody's eyeballs bulged out if they looked out the window and whatever, something L.A.?
I can't even remember the name of it, but it was
obscure. You're going along and you're kind of having trouble following the story, and then it just falls over on its side.
Just fell apart completely.
you're left saying, well, the special effects were really cool, but
that
what was the story
sustain,
about?
That does not sustain a good movie. And then the ending was just like, oh, heck, we got to end the film. We'll do this. You know? The documentary is called Side by Side. If we find out who's carrying it or where you can get it, it may show up on Netflix, which does carry a significant number of documentaries.
Maybe it's out there on YouTube, too.
We'll be sure to let you know.
Check it out.
You're listening to Boomer Tech. We'll be back.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Hi, this is Doug with Gold Leaf Nursery. Now's the time to get your garden soil prepared for your spring planting with great organic soil amendments and fertilizers. We are the headquarters for your organic products. We carry E.B. Stone Organics, John & Bob's, Denali Gold, and much more. Did you know just a little pinch of Denali Gold will increase your seed germination tremendously? Get your garden growing with a strawberry patch or plant them as a ground cover. Don't let the season slip by without planting some seed potatoes. And this year, we have an outstanding selection of tomatoes. Choose from heirlooms, hot weather varieties, and the very popular grafted tomatoes. You heard me right, grafted tomatoes. They are hardier, with larger yields, and less disease problems. Also, check out our new varieties of peppers, zucchinis, and watermelons. We have some watermelons that taste just like tropical fruit punch. Now that will make an incredible fruit salad. Are you limited on space and using large containers for growing? We have half whiskey barrels at a great price, $24.95. Gold Leaf Nursery has seminars all through May, so check us out on the web at goldleafnursery.com.
And Boomer Tech Radio brought to you each week by Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road. Give Cody and Tim Morlock a call at 244-4423, 244-4423. 4423, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. We wouldn't trust our cars to anybody else here in town.
Well, not at this point anyway. Had been treated very, very well. And we don't say that just because they are sponsors of our show. We really mean it. I don't have the tools and the time to take care of my own vehicle, but I generally know what's wrong with it. And, you know, you do have to trust people with your stuff.
They were working on our cars long before this show.
That's
even,
what I mean.
Became a reality. And we were very happy that they decided to give us a try, and they say that they get
positive response all
based
the time.
On this show.
Yes.
And if you've got a business that maybe would like to hitch yourself to that particular little wagon, we can make that happen. Give us a call here or contact us at boomertechradio@yahoo.com, and we can set you up as a sponsor. No sweat.
Love to have you as a sponsor, actually.
Well, guess what? We've both got data plans on our phones. I think we have the same one, although you don't use yours nearly as much as I use mine.
I know. That made me think about dropping it, because usually when I need it, you're around, or I can wait and get on Wi-Fi and check it out, or, you know.
Well, that's the weekend, of course, that you'll need to do something very data intensive.
Oh, yes, probably so. But, you know, I live without it most of the time. Long periods go by, and I don't access my data plan, so... but I think I'm paying $25 a month for it, which is maybe a little more than I like. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do about that eventually.
Well, a new study found that 2/3 of U.S. consumers are unwilling to spend more than $50 a month on a mobile data plan. And almost half of smartphone users are unsure how much data they consume each month. Now, this report highlights that risk that carriers are facing. They're trying to shift consumers from unlimited data plans to usage-based ones.
In fact, I
kind of like clamping down on your minutes, which, as we discovered, can turn around and bite you.
Well, you know, that happens to everybody, but...
But, boy, do they nail you to the wall when you run over.
Yeah, you have to be aware of that, that's for sure. No, I forgot what I was going to say. I hate it when that happens.
Well, usage-based data plans, the era of all-you-can-eat data plans, just isn't there.
I don't believe anybody offers those anymore, or at least most of the big carriers do not.
It was fine before people started streaming, you know, 10 movies a day or whatever.
Well, that's been the problem, is a bandwidth issue. In other words, the pipeline isn't big enough for everybody to use unlimited data.
So rather than build out more infrastructure, which companies say their margins are not
and supporting,
and on wireless there is spectrum issues, and the FCC is not stepping up to the plate. In fact, they have canceled a meeting where they were going to be addressing the idea of using what's called white space, and white space is a spectrum between TV channels that is kept there as guard band so that the TV channels don't interfere with each other. Well, in markets where there aren't adjacent channels, the FCC wanted to sell off spectrum in that so-called white space, and it's been very opposed by the broadcast industry, because once that bandwidth is assigned to somebody, then
they'll never get it
gone.
Back.
Right. Anyway, mobile phone users are losing, or mobile phone providers are losing revenue on these data plans, and so they're trying to move people to pay-as-you-go plans rather than unlimited or block plans. And people are resisting because... you like to have a set number, even if you're not using your full bandwidth.
Right. You know,
like to have that number.
You.
Yeah.
Sort of like a house payment. It's nice to know what your house payment is every month. You can plan on that. So, what they're saying is that if they go to pay as you go type of things, that most people really don't want to pay more than $50 a month.
Correct.
On that, but they don't really know how much they've used. So they're not sure when they run up against that $50. So they don't want to be bothered with trying to track it. And I understand that. And the overages then would probably be horrifically expensive, just like it is with your cell phone voice minutes. I think that's kind of what they're saying, isn't it?
That is absolutely correct. Now, the research firm says that in order for carriers to, you know, keep their revenues up, they should tie in their data plan offerings. Rather than charge consumers by the megabyte, they should tie in offerings to popular apps and services, including TV, music, books, newspapers, games, things like that. A problem I have with that is that the big hitters in the industry will have an unfair advantage because their services are subsidized by the bandwidth, whereas a company that isn't one of the major players gets kind of relegated to the side streets of the data world.
Absolutely, and that's not unusual in tech as a general rule, where the little guy has a very difficult time getting a foothold in many arenas in the tech world to show their stuff and have people even hear about them or be able to take advantage of their services or products or whatnot.
So let us know what you do. You have a data plan? Do you go anywhere near your limits? Would you be happy if you had to start paying by the megabyte measured service every month, or do you just want one price and try not to overrun it?
Requires some management.
Boomer Tech Radio will be back, and when we return, a little update on the Kindle Fire, and my search for the perfect tablet goes on.
Maybe there isn't one. A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Now that it's the new year, isn't it time for the new you? That's right, the new you. The you who resolves to stop overspending and take control of your finances. The you who's ready to get serious about saving for the future by first paying off your debt. After all, those credit card bills aren't going anywhere until you decide to do something about it. But no worries, you are not in this alone. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management is here to help. Trinity has a proven program that will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, drastically reduce your interest, and put an end to late fees and collections calls. You will save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. Hey, it's the new year. Shouldn't you make a resolution to call Trinity? 1-800-936-5348.
Trinity!
1-800-936-5348. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
And welcome back, Boomer Tech Radio, as we head deeper into our second half hour here every Saturday, noon to 1 on KCNR 1460. And we certainly thank you for joining us, and boomertechradio@yahoo.com if you want to join in the conversation and send us an email, because we are pre-recorded again today. So, how you liking your Kindle Touch?
I love my Kindle Touch, except for two things. You barely touch the stupid thing, and it takes you somewhere.
It's very sensitive. It's called a touch.
It's very sensitive. I don't think there's a way to adjust sensitivity either. That's a really good question. That annoys me. And also, one disadvantage I've discovered is if you want to read at night in bed, say, you have to have a light on. So that part.
So it does not have a backlight.
It does not have a backlight, which surprised me. I thought it might, like a pad or something like that, a tablet computer, be it an iPad or any other version of tablet computer. So that kind of surprised me.
So like a book, you have to have some form of ambient light.
So like a book, you have to have some sort of illumination. And that's not the end of the world by any means.
That's why it gets a 30-hour battery life or something
that,
like that.
That has a lot to do with it, I'm sure. But I like it a lot. One thing that I do really like is, because I need reading glasses, you can change the size of font and essentially get the Reader's Digest big print version, if you will. You can change the print to large when you're not wearing your glasses and read it anyway, which kind of means you turn pages more frequently, but that's okay. And I do really think the dictionary thing is really cool. I'm reading a book right now, and I've run across two words that were used in the book that I had not seen. I didn't know what they meant. And I was able to, you just hold your finger on the word, and then the dictionary comes up, and it's able to give you the definition. And I just think that is, like, so cool. I love that.
So the Touch e-reader was, what, $150?
Give or take. The Amazon Kindle Touch was about $140, and that was the version that has the it has Wi-Fi, which the cheaper version does as well, the non-touch version, if you will, and it has 3G.
Oh, that's right.
Connectivity.
You can download your books anywhere.
Right.
Now, you can't surf, you can't do any, but it will download books.
Correct. You can go in and look through the library and choose a book to purchase and purchase the book and that sort of thing. So no problem there in terms of that. And it has twice the storage of a non-touch Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason it was so pricey is because you can get it cheaper. In fact, you can get a Kindle, non-touch Kindle, for about $80, but you have to put up with ads.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed you these ads, and I suspect it has a lot to do with the books that you're reading and that sort of thing. And it's like, oh, come on. Mm. You know, I really don't want them to force feed me that stuff. I don't want to be bothered.
Well, Amazon is actually doing quite good. Their first quarter estimates for Amazon were better than originally planned, and part of that due to the Kindle Fire, which is a mid-sized tablet. It's not as big as an iPad. Of course, it runs a customized operating system from Google. I think it is an Android-based system.
It's kind of confusing because you get the Kindle Touch, and the Kindle Fire.
Yeah,
and the Kindle Fire is a tablet computer, somewhat like an iPad. It's a little bit different. But the Kindle Touch is not a tablet computer. It is strictly an e-reader.
Yeah.
So there's a huge difference between the two. Not that you can't use the Kindle Fire as an e-reader.
A friend of ours who was considering the Kindle Fire actually went ahead and got a full-size 10-inch Android-based tablet. And I forget what brand he said it was. It wasn't one of the ones that I've been looking at, because I've been thinking about a tablet computer, and I'm looking at the Motorola Zoom. I'm looking at, I was taking a very close look at the Asus Transformer Prime, but they've gotten very confusing lately. And I'm a little unhappy if they're going to keep changing models at this rate. I know that they had a problem with their GPS locator services because of the metal case on the Transformer Prime. I was all set to buy one when they yanked it off the market, so now I'm upset with them. Another tablet computer on the short list, of course, would be the Samsung Galaxy Tab, which also has some possibilities of converting into a laptop-type format. Now, the CEO of Apple, whose name I can't remember right now because Steve Jobs is dead.
That's right. It's the guy that came in behind.
Yeah,
Steve
here's
Jobs.
A tech show, and I just can't rattle off. And that's how big of a fanboy I am. I can't rattle off the CEO of Apple's name just right off the top of my head. I'd have to look it up. That's because I don't care about who's running the show. Do they make a good product? I'm not culted by the personality of the guy running the company. I want to know, does he make a decent product? Anyway, he said that convertible tablets are kind of a dead end. You either have a tablet or you have a computer, and devices that try to converge both
don't do either one well.
Right, don't
probably.
Do either one well. And that, of course, is a direct slap at the Windows 8 operating system, which is going to be launched through a group of tablet/desktop machines that are sort of hybrids. Well, I like the idea of a tablet device that I can use as a tablet. And then, my old Toughbook computer was set up that way. You could use, albeit a very, very heavy, monstrous tablet, but you could use it as a tablet and then rotate the screen around and use it as a conventional laptop. And it's a pretty, you know, pretty sturdy little computer, very handy for that. So I personally would have a use for one. What I want to make sure, though, is that it's going to be around for long enough to make it a worthwhile investment. Is Ice Cream Sandwich, the Google operating system, is it going to be around long enough to attract some app developers? That looks like it's going to be a reality. And will I get good value out of it, good use out of it? I think that I'm one of those people who I need to look things up. I want to do a variety of things, and I want it fairly portable because anybody who's seen me, I'm sometimes carrying three different packs with me, one for my laptop computer. I have my my MacBook Pro, which is a 17-inch model, which is kind of a beast. And then I have my regular backpack with all my junk in it, like my glasses and pens and pencils and all the accoutrements that a broadcaster needs.
There's another good reason to get a goat. You could have a pack goat in addition to keeping the weeds down in the yard. And they eat poison oak, too.
Speaking of Google, when we come back for our final segment, Google Drive, a cloud-based service, and it's actually getting some good marks. We'll be back.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops, now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180 degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
And once more, we're back with Boomer Tech Radio. Bob and Brenda here every week, noon to one.
Final stretch of this program.
Well, we've covered quite a bit of territory, but, you know, I've been kind of kicking and screaming at the whole idea of cloud-based storage, but I do use at least one cloud-based service quite frequently, and that is called Dropbox. Very, very handy in that I have a special folder on my computer, and I drop files into it, and I have the same program on, you know, I have about 4 or 5 computers, then I have one here at work, and I can move files rather than put them on a flash drive and physically move them around or transmit them through the internet or whatever. They stay synchronized. Also, if I need to send a huge file to a customer, that's very easy to do. You upload it to Dropbox, and then you can send them a download link, and that's kind of handy.
Very handy, because you usually can't email those large files.
Yeah, anything over, I think the limit for most email programs is 10 gigs. Is that, no, not even that. It's something on the order of maybe 1 gig. In some cases, as little as 10 megs, which isn't very much when it comes to an audio or video file.
Not very big at all.
Well,
Google.
In the cloud, remote server files. I've got mixed feelings about it because I'm unhappy with having my stuff under somebody else's lock and key, where if their whole server farm bursts into flames or something, all my stuff is gone. So,
well, they're supposed to have a backup to your backup.
Yeah. Right. Or if there's a huge hacking attack and the files are gone, or if the government decides, I don't have anything to hide, but I can see where people would be a little queasy about the government just deciding, oh, well, we better check up on this person and going through all their Google documents.
Sort of like you've been chosen at random by the IRS for
an audit. Yeah.
So
a thought police audit.
Yeah, exactly. It could be just chosen at random to see what you're up to. It's like, we don't need that.
Well, Google is jumping into the cloud-based file storage and syncing service by offering a service called Google Drive. It will compete with products like Dropbox and others, including Windows SkyDrive service. It will work on multiple operating systems, browsers, and mobile devices, including those run by Apple and Microsoft. They have applications for Windows, Mac, and mobile devices that automatically sync the files. In other words, here's my case right here. I have audio files that I work on and maybe some video files. If I make a change on one of the computers, that change will update in all the other computers I have set up on that system. If you're doing a document or a PowerPoint presentation or whatever, and you want to do a change on your iPad, it's going to reflect that change.
It'll populate the rest of your files wherever
Correct.
They're stored.
And I'm sure that if you've tried to do something like that, to have multiple copies of a presentation,
right.
You forget which version you're working on.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that.
And the outdated one is the one that pops up on the screen when you do your presentation.
Worse yet, you think you have a backup of something, so you delete this one, and you don't. And then you have to recreate it, which could be rather annoying. So I can see some definite advantages, particularly when you're dealing with larger files or files you want to work on from various places, or you want a backup and all of those things to it. But there could be, as you've mentioned, a more insidious side to that, that when your information is on the cloud, and this isn't being paranoid, it's merely a statement of fact, you are not in control of that data. You're trusting somebody else to keep that for you, not unlike a bank keeps your money. It's a similar type thing. So you have to believe that the folks that are in charge of whatever cloud service it is that you pick is going to, safeguard that or do whatever. So Google has their new one. Now, one reviewer that we've read really liked it because of its functionality.
This reviewer tested on a Mac, a Lenovo PC, an iPad, and an Android tablet. The Google Drive worked very well. Most of his features operating as promised. Google Drive starts out with 5 gigabytes of free storage. Now, Dropbox gives you 2 gigs for free, which has been, I have to kind of stay on top of that so I don't run over my allowance. But if you need a lot more storage, you can get 100 gigs on Google Drive for $5 a month. And if you really want to go crazy, you can actually have, you can get up to 16 terabytes of cloud storage.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the amount of time it would take to synchronize 16 terabytes, even if you have a really healthy internet connection, is rather daunting.
Well, they probably do it on a file-by-file basis, but they do have to check every file date or whatever. Not everyone is so enthused about this, however, because of the fact that it belongs to Google. And Google has made their privacy policies out there, and they cross-utilize between all of their services and this sort of thing. And there are those folks out there who believe that that may lead to things like if you have photographs stored in your cloud,
it becomes theirs to use.
So you may find out that the family picture shows up in a Google ad somewhere.
Yeah. That people would have a problem with.
I don't know if that's exactly what Google has in mind, but apparently, according to some, the way their data sharing policy is stated, the new rules, if you will, that Google has that came out within the last couple of months, that is a possibility.
Now, of course, the difference between Dropbox and Google Drive. One of the biggest ones is that you can create and edit documents Google Drive. They have a word processor, spreadsheet, presentation, and other apps that have been around for Google Docs, but nobody ever Google Docs has been a little bit like Google Plus. Nobody's really gotten into it severely, and I have Google Plus, but I just don't know exactly what to do with it. So. It's trying to be a social network and all things to all people, and I don't think that's going to work very
maybe
well.
Maybe it's one of those things where it doesn't do everything. I mean, it does lots of little bits and pieces, and maybe none of them super duper well. I mean, you know, most people just need to really consider how they're going to use this if they think it would have value for them. Like anything else, do your homework.
Well, that's all the time we have this week for Boomer Tech Radio. BoomerTechRadio at Yahoo.com is the address to drop a line to. This program, a production of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, and our theme music produced and created by George Wood. It's called 8-Bit Junkie, and it is available through the PodSafe Music Network. Wherever you go, whatever you do, we ask you to be safe and be good to each other. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, saying he's still waiting for the White House to respond to 14 questions he sent in a letter.
The deadline set forth in the letter for the Obama administration to respond was this past Thursday night. The White House has said that its own in-house lawyer, Catherine Rumler, conducted an investigation last weekend and found no wrongdoing by White House staffers on the trip. But Grassley says that's not good enough, that an outsider needs to come in and do the investigating.
Fox's Molly Henneberg, 8 Secret Service agents have lost their jobs. A jury in North Carolina trying to keep up with the details of an alleged conspiracy aimed at hiding the pregnant mistress of John Edwards during his 2008 White House run. Former aide Andrew Young trying to make the prosecution's case that Edwards misused $1 million in campaign cash to keep...